Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down in New York City in a busy, busy Tuesday night. It is. The National League Championship Series is going on right now in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's a lot of P's, a lot of H's, long-ass names of a city and a state. Right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks lead the Phillies 3-2. It's the bottom of the sixth. It's also the start of the NBA regular season, and the Nuggets beat the Lakers. Sounds familiar, right? The last time we saw these two teams, the Denver Nuggets were eliminating the Los Angeles Lakers on their way to an NBA championship. We got managers switching places in Major League Baseball. Bob Melvin he's left the Padres and going to the Giants. Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker on the receiving end of a lot of love. Deion Sanders was at the Denver Nuggets game tonight. Deion Sanders had some words on cheating. We're getting ready for the next NBA game. The Phoenix Suns are going to be playing the new-look Golden State Warriors. There's a Chris Paul who'll be playing. There's a Draymond Green who won't be playing. There's a Bradley Beal who is already missing his first game as a Phoenix Sun. And so, yeah, it's game one or day one of the NBA season. And there are a lot of things that sound very familiar and that didn't change all that much. And so we're going to keep you up to date on everything going on tonight, especially the National League Championship Series with a chance at the World Series at stake. It's Game 7. Arizona leads the Phillies. The score right now is 3-2-2. It's the bottom of the sixth. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, people listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you're on a smart speaker, consider yourself to be smart. And if you're not, just ask your speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me at any point throughout the course of the show, it's real simple. The number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Shep, how you doing, man? You feeling good?
Yeah, I got no complaints, JR. I appreciate you asking. How are you, man?
Good. Good to hear. I'm happy. Ready to see what's going to happen with this National League Championship Series. The score is currently 3-2. They are now heading into the seventh. And the Arizona Cardinals, Hey, Shep, how many teams in Arizona? We got Cardinals. We got Sun Devils.
Right.
We got Diamondbacks.
Wildcats.
Wildcats and Suns.
Yes.
These are the Snakes.
Coyotes.
Well, I don't know how much longer them Coyotes are going to be in Arizona. Coyotes stink. They be maybe moving them out of town sooner than later. But the Diamondbacks, leading 3-2. Corbin Carroll is already 3-for-3 from the field, from the plate. He has an RBI on the night. I don't want to say he's going to end up being the MVP if they hold on, but we still got plenty of time. And meanwhile, I know we talked about this last night. Trey Turner, 0-for-3. Bryce Harper, 0-3. People are going to look for some type of noise from Bryce Harper specifically. Alec Bohm got the Phillies on a board early with a home run, and that's been about the only noise that they've been able to generate and muster up until now. And so we got game one of the World Series. It's going to take place either way on Friday at Globe Life in Arlington, Texas. And it'd be a hell of a shock if the Arizona Diamondbacks are the team that moves on. And so we'll keep you up to date on that. I told you that the NBA is underway. And how about the Los Angeles Lakers? They take the first L of the season out of every NBA team. We only have two games tonight, four teams in action. The Lakers lose 119-107 in Denver, Colorado. And to the surprise of probably no one, Nikola Jokic is pretty good at basketball. He finishes tonight another triple-double. I feel like we just walk back into the NBA Finals. 29 points for Nikola Jokic to go along with 13 rebounds and 11 assists. He was even 3 of 5 from downtown. Jamal Murray chips in 21. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a former Los Angeles Laker, won that championship with them. He had 20. Aaron Gordon had 15. Michael Porter was shooting his life away, 2 of 9 from deep, still finished with 12. And this is just business as usual for the Denver Nuggets. And even looking at halftime, you just knew what it was going to be. Nikola Jokic had 19 points and 9 rebounds at the half. He basically had a 20-10 game at the half. Nikola Jokic is an animal. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James leading the way, which he shouldn't have to do anymore, 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Anthony Davis, a poor game on his part, only 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 6 of 17 from the field. And so LeBron James probably already thinking about vacation, and it's only game one. What a shock, what a surprise, right? LeBron having to carry this squad in his 21st year. Let me say that again. LeBron James is playing his 21st season of NBA basketball, and to start the year off, he's already like, I got you 21 points and 8 rebounds. If LeBron James averages 7.5 points, that will be the most ever by any NBA player who's ever played in his 21st season. Yeah, Vince Carter had one of those 21st season. He averaged 7.4 points a game. LeBron James likely averaging in the 20-point per game range. A matter of fact, before the Los Angeles Lakers took this L, LeBron James, he spoke yesterday on what the hell is motivating him to keep going in year number 21.
My motivation to continue to be as great as I can be and solidify what I want to do with my career, and still seeing that Larry O'Brien trophy, you know, in my mind, you know, on a daily basis. So it's one of the best four moments of my career, being able to host up that trophy. So, you know, that motivation alone, but also wanting to be legendary in this game, you know, and let my game speak for itself long after I play. But this team has motivated me as well. You know, coming to practice every day and seeing the guys go to work every day, challenging each other, trying to get better every day, you know, implementing what we want to do. And, you know, so that's been motivating as well.
You already there, man. LeBron James is already legendary. I mean, the only thing he can do is tack on more points. The only thing he can do is obviously win more championships. And the other thing that he can do, and we heard this in a Beats by Dre commercial narrated by his wife, is play with both of his sons. One of his sons, unfortunately, he had to deal with a heart ailment. Bronny did earlier this season. Has yet to pick up a ball yet for USC. We don't know how long that's going to take. But God bless LeBron James. He's still rolling at a high level. Let's just see how many games he can go ahead and play throughout the course of the season. Because when LeBron James sits down, the Lakers go down. Just the facts. Denver Nuggets not just winning tonight's game against the Los Angeles Lakers to open up the season. The Denver Nuggets, they had a chance to hoist their banner, their championship banner. The Denver Nuggets also had an opportunity to get their championship rings. These things are built like bricks. They are obnoxious now at this point in time. Even looking at Jokic wearing his ring, Jokic is like, what the hell am I even wearing this for? The ring slides out. I don't even know how to describe it. Like the centerpiece of the ring slides out, and I guess it's a nod to the Denver Nuggets and the Gold Rush because it slides out and is just like gold. Shep, did you see the Nuggets ring?
They were pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, all these rings are nice, but are we going to scale back down ever? Are we going to move toward like a four-finger ring? The rings are getting nuts, though.
Listen, if you are a world champion, despite whatever former great track athletes might feel about that, either works, JR.
Oh, we going to have the world champion conversation again?
No, but you know what? I was surprised that Aaron Gordon spoke. You know, for two guys that have been so embedded in that franchise, in Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, both obviously have been there their entire career for more than half a decade. AG's been a nice addition, but he's been there for 2 years. I was surprised at who they had, you know, represent them at that time.
Well,
I don't know how you feel about that.
Nikola Jokic would probably still be, he'd rather still be in Serbia somewhere. And Jamal Murray is the one who always talks because Nikola Jokic doesn't.
It's true.
And so Aaron Gordon, he's a fan favorite. He's the one flying all over the place and dunking. Jokic doesn't want to say. If you ask Jokic, hey, man, address the crowd right away after winning the rings, what would he say? Thank you, right? And it just put the microphone down and say, let's play basketball. He doesn't care.
Right.
You know what? Let's listen to Aaron Gordon. He is the fan favorite, and he was very thankful to all of the fans. This is courtesy of TNT.
On behalf of my teammates, my training staff, my coaching staff, the management, and Kroenke Sports, we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for experiencing this journey with us. It's only right. Since last season ended in Denver, only makes sense that this season starts in Denver too, baby.
Oh, see, that was, it made sense, Shep, right? It made sense. Did not, right?
He's a really well-spoken guy. I mean, by that logic, you should have had RJ or DJ, Reggie Jackson and DeAndre Jordan speak. My thinking is the guys that have been there in the down times, when fans weren't showing up to, you know, these games, the Pepsi Center, like that, to me, it would have been nice to have heard from Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic in some way, shape, or form, JR. I mean, I'd like to see more than just their game on display. I'd like to see them address the fans beforehand. I mean, well, Aaron Gordon can speak, too.
Didn't they speak? Didn't Jamal Murray talk?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
If he spoke, it was the absolute quickest pregame trophy ceremony speech I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, was there anything else from TNT that we could share or just Aaron Gordon?
So I just saw Aaron Gordon. I will say this. The fans, despite Jamal and Nikola Jokic, the reigning finals MVP, not speaking, the fans certainly spoke to them and their appreciation when they were introduced before the ring ceremony.
Well, what is a fan's going to scream in Denver?
Well, yeah, they got very loud when they were the final two members introduced for the ceremony, yeah.
Well, the fans care. They don't need to hear him speak. Let's listen to the fans show their appreciation.
Number 27, the heartbeat, Jamal Murray! And finally, the man in the middle, the two-time MVP, Nikola Jokic!
All right. Shep, nobody wants to hear Nikola Jokic speak. that's the point. Nobody wants to hear that man talk. And Jamal Murray talks all the time, so we ain't missing nothing.
Yeah.
And the fans get a chance to show up and watch their team beat the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a victory. They get a banner raising. That may be the only time people see that in their lifetime. The guys get their championship rings. They see LeBron James, and God knows, you know, who knows how much longer that's going to be. And so tonight's a win. And then, I mean, just from an entertainment perspective, Deion Sanders was there at the game. His son Shador was there. His teammate Travis Hunter was also there. No sign of Taylor Swift. I heard she only shows up to Chiefs games. And so all things being considered, it was a good day for these Nuggets as the Phoenix Suns and Golden State Warriors get ready to tip off in San Francisco. It's going to take some adjusting to see Chris Paul running around in this jersey. Golden State Warriors will be an interesting team. They're relatively small, short. They don't have Draymond right now. Chris Paul is running point, running to the basket and throwing up a shot that misses right away. And so we'll see what happens with these teams. I'm expecting, well, I don't know what to expect. It's just game one of the season. About the Denver Nuggets, I told you they just won. And Jamal Murray, he let the basketball do all of the talking, helping to keep the Los Angeles Lakers at bay. Let's listen to a couple of plays courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network. This is Jamal Murray knocking down a three to extend the lead to 106-96.
Lobs it off to Nikola Jokic to the high post. Hands off behind him to Murray for three. Jumper's good. Jamal Murray now with 21 in the game.
Jamal Murray with 21 in the game at that point. And that's exactly where he finished. Let's take a listen to the final call. First game of the NBA season, courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
Pick it at the midcourt circle. 2-1, Horn. Well, the Denver Nuggets won the last game of the year here at Ball Arena. They win the first game of the year this season. Denver with a triple-double from Nikola Jokic. Take care of the L.A. Lakers, 119-107.
Yep, 119-107, the final score there. And in San Francisco right now, the Suns and the Warriors, they are underway. About 2 minutes passed by in the game. They're tied at 5-5. I don't know how many people in Arizona right now are paying attention to the Phoenix Suns, because the Diamondbacks are still in the lead, 4-2. They just put another run onto the board. Arizona getting closer to its first World Series appearance since they won it all against the Yankees in 2001. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Mark. He's calling from Arizona. I don't know if he's watching the Suns or the Diamondbacks. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. Man, I got goosebumps. I'm excited. Carol is amazing. 3 for 3. Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, just hit that sacrifice fly to push the lead to 4-2. Yeah, he's having himself a hell of a game in a game 7 for a guy who's only 23 years old.
JR, would you imagine, please, would you imagine that the Diamondbacks are actually not going away?
Come on, man. I thought the Diamondbacks would be at I thought that they'd be like a below 500 team. I mean, they're barely above 500 this season, 84-78.
But you didn't think they were going to play like this, did you?
No, who did? Did you think they were going to play like this?
Oh, hell no. But yeah, I had my hopes. I'm excited. I don't know. I haven't been able to root for the Diamondbacks, but we still watch them. You know what my wife does? She takes scores from every single game. I'm excited. I can't believe it. Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to you and your updates, and it's just like, come on, Diamondbacks, you can't let us down. We want to go to the World Series.
You might be more excited in another 40 minutes or so, so just stay tuned, okay?
But in the meantime, thanks for taking my call, and maybe a little more input on the game later on, if you would. But,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, I got to wait for the game to end. I can't. Listen, let me tell you, Mark, if I do play-by-play,
guess what?
Mark, hold on. Listen to me. I want you to be a little less excited for a minute.
I'm trying.
If I do play-by-play, you know who gets in trouble?
You do.
Yeah. So just stay tuned, Mark, okay?
I can't help it. I got goosebumps right now. I can't believe it.
Take a cold shower, Mark. Stay tuned, all right? I'll catch you later.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, nothing wrong with being... Hey, Shep, you wanted excitement last night with the Texas Rangers announcer, right?
Yeah, Mark should transfer to Arizona and be their announcer. Or, excuse me, Texas.
Yeah, he should go to Texas.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the way his team is performing, I don't know if he wants to. He might go. It looks like the Arizona Diamondbacks, if they hold on, who knows? They might be going down to Texas anyway. And they got a couple of innings to try to hold on to this. The Diamondbacks lead the Phillies Game 7 of the NLCS. The score is currently 4-2. The Phillies have thrown Zach Wheeler out on the mound. This is his first relief appearance of his career. They're trying to put him out there to stop the bleeding. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. The NBA finally underway. Major League Baseball trying to set things up for its World Series. And when we come back, there's a manager who failed to get to the playoffs, and he's switching teams? This is weird. I'm going to tell you what took place today in Major League Baseball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
The Arizona Diamondbacks are leading the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2. It's the bottom of the seventh. Arizona Diamondbacks, if they hold on, they move ahead to the World Series. That starts this Friday in Arlington against the Texas Rangers. So let's see. The Philadelphia Phillies can go ahead and bounce back. Phillies not having a lot of fun right now. The Denver Nuggets, they open up their season against the Los Angeles Lakers. They have fun. The Denver Nuggets beat Los Angeles. The final score there, 119-107. Nikola Jokic not wasting any time here to start the season. He opens things up with a triple-double. 29 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. LeBron James, 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Anthony Davis, 17-8. After the game, I told you, who the hell wants to speak to Nikola Jokic? I found somebody. Shaquille O'Neal. Nikola Jokic and Shaq had an interesting conversation on TNT after the Denver Nuggets victory.
I just want to say, brother, volente.
Volente, good job, Shaq. I love the suit. Really good suit.
What did he say? What did he say?
Says, I love you.
I love you. Yes, good job, Shaq.
Volente.
Hey,
volente.
Shaq, next time.
Volente.
Shaq, next time, something different. Come on.
We're given plenty of time to prepare. Nikola, yes. Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Guys, all those
speak
pleasure.
All the languages.
Okay. Well, it sounds like Nikola Jokic was having fun, I guess, right? I've never met, I don't know if it's a gag at this point, but Nikola Jokic is just so uninterested. I don't know if he's uninterested in the fame. He shows up like basketball is, like it's really work. Like somebody is forcing him to sit around and make, I don't know, $50 million a year. Like, there are worse things, Nikola. I know you want to be back home with your horses. Nobody forcing you to play.
Jared, what do you think of this comparison? Tim Fundamental Duncan.
And how?
They cannot stand the attention. They don't want it. They don't need it. They want anything in spite of it. They just go out and they dominate. And they let their game do all the talking.
Yes. I would say that. Yeah, absolutely. Tim Duncan wasn't anyone who didn't seek attention, didn't want to be bothered, didn't care about sitting around doing media. He just showed up and went to work. So I agree with you in that regard. But Jokic is unlike any star that the league has seen, is that he's, I don't know, I don't even think it's an act. There's no reason to believe it's an act. It's almost become tired where people are just like, okay, we get it. Like, you're just playing basketball. It's not, I guess, your first love. I heard him in a Denver Nuggets piece the other day say basketball is and was his first love. So I don't know. I mean, is he Belichicking us? I don't think so. He's a hard dude. I think he likes basketball. He loves it. But it's not the end-all, be-all for him. And I think it just rubs some people the wrong way when he's just like, oh, yeah, I want to go home. Don't want to do no parade. He's just a different cat. Different strokes for different folks. And Nikola Jokic is certainly moving to the beat of his own drum. And let's be real at the same time. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, we got enough players in the league, guys who want the money, but they don't want to show up to play. We got dudes who have bad attitudes, a la James Harden. We have enough wild personalities. I mean, we have more Kyrie Irvings and more James Hardens than we do Giannis Antetokounmpos and Nikola Jokic's. And so it'd be nice maybe if we had more players in the NBA, maybe follow the behavior of a Giannis, follow the behavior of a Jokic, and dare I say, it's not a shock, it's not a surprise that these guys are not American, okay? This dude, Giannis, was selling watches on the street, and Nikola Jokic, there was no expectation for him to be anything but a professional, I don't know, light bulb turner. Nikola Jokic came to the NBA drinking Pepsi all the damn time. And so it's nice that we have a star like this who, you know, who cares if he doesn't want to speak or, like, whatever. We need more folks who follow in his rank rather than a bunch of just ungrateful, pain-in-the-ass basketball players. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you're doing well.
You too, man. What's up?
Well, I just turned you on. I've got the Phillies on TV and watched the Nuggets tonight. And as far as Joker and his reception to all this media attention, yeah, I think it's part of where he comes from. He comes from a country that doesn't really enjoy all the things we take for granted here, you see. His country was at war in the 90s, so he grew up a child of that war. And so they don't have all the luxuries and things we take for granted here in America. So I think he's just accustomed to not really celebrating all of that media attention. I don't know. That's just kind of what I think.
No, it's not what you think. I think it's factual. I didn't get into to the depths of where he came from in Serbia, no different than I went into the depths of Giannis and his family coming out of Nigeria, going up into Greece. But in a general sense, yes, absolutely. I said it. A lot of it has to do with the fact that they are not American and that there is a different appreciation for what they do. And, I mean, yeah, different strokes are different folks. Everybody has a different experience. Yeah, but Jokic has been here. He's been here long enough, and he doesn't have to play the game. He's coming, and he's making the money. You know, I'm not saying he needs to be anybody different, but I think in some of his interactions, it's just like, okay, we get it. We understand it. If you're that miserable, then stop playing, you know?
Well, I don't think he's so miserable. I think that he's just not a braggart kind of guy, you know? I think he's just not
It's not about being a braggart. It's, hey, when you're asked, you know, do you enjoy this? And he's like, I want to go home. It's like, okay, what that has nothing to do with being a braggart or being an ass or being pompous or being arrogant or being selfish. There just have been times over the past 6 and 7 months as the country has learned more about him where, yeah, sure, maybe he doesn't want to deal with the media attention. That's fine. You know, I just gave an example of Tim Duncan or Shep asked about Tim Duncan. And
sure,
I asked, what are you comparing them? And Shep said, hey, it's not wanting the attention. And that was understood. But there wasn't a day that went by where I felt that Tim Duncan felt like what he was doing was a chore. And sometimes Nikola Jokic comes across like what he is doing is someone is forcing him to go play basketball. And, you know, I see a clip this week that says the opposite. He goes, basketball is my first love. And every comment associated with it was just like, they must have held a gun to one of his horse's head to make him say that. Because we've heard the opposite now for months. That's my only point.
Well, I don't know if I can agree completely with all that. I think you make some valid points. But I think that for him to come out on the season opener tonight with a triple-double does show his enthusiasm for the game. And we fans here in Colorado really do appreciate that he's here. And we are firm believers that he is the best player on the planet.
Well,
and
I think
he can be whoever he wants, you know?
Yeah, well, of course he can. I think that goes without saying. There's no doubt about that. And I don't think anything I delivered, and thank you, Rick, for calling from Colorado, I ain't saying nothing that wasn't factual. I'm telling you what I know to be the case. Okay? When the man is, hey, did you enjoy this? He's like, nah, I hated how long we played. I'm like, oh, well, you won a championship as a result. It's like, oh, well, you love this. No, I'm like, it's a job. Okay, I get it. Fine. We get it. That's what's come out of his own mouth. That has nothing to do with his basketball ability. None. And you're right, man. If him going out there getting triple doubles shows you how enthusiastic he is about basketball, then tell him to shut up on the other end. And tell him don't say nothing. Make it make sense. Don't go get triple doubles and then get asked about it afterwards and just go, I hated my performance tonight. I hated to play basketball. Like, man, we don't want that, man. Me personally, I don't care. But I do like, man, make it make sense, that part. I like watching him. He's amazing to see. I still can't get over what he looks like. Tonight they talk about how he looks like he lost weight, and I'm looking at him, he looks like a fat guy to me. And he's still out there beating everybody up. 20-10 in the first half? I mean, sheesh. Damn. Hey, Marco, have you ever seen an NBA player so successful who at times is just looks like he's miserable? It's like, what are we doing here?
He's different because I've seen surly. You've seen guys that were just surly. They were angry all the time, but it had nothing to do with the game. It strikes you that it's almost like I have to do this so that my family can survive, but I really don't have no interest in being here. It does feel like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's making 50 per now. Like, so quit tomorrow, bruh. He's like, man, I'm going to make the next. He's building an empire, and so I get it. He's like, man, I'm doing this. This is work. I'm going to take care of the next 20 generations of my family. And for that, God bless him. I get it. But, man, do you? He says he enjoys it. I heard him in the commercial the other day. I love it. I love basketball's my first love. And I don't know. Complicated fellow. Fun to watch. He's just busting people's ass. Makes it look too easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I think these guys love what they do. Absolutely love what they do. We're going to talk about Bruce Bochy. We're going to talk about Dusty Baker. And there's a guy who loves managing in California so much, he's going back home to coach for another team. I'm going to tell you about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? I agree with you. I like your show because I tend to disagree, but tonight I agree.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at Wesley Financial Group. .com. 855-212-4CBS. Right now, the National League Championship Series. The Arizona Diamondbacks, they still have a lead. It is the top of the eighth. They lead the Phillies 4-2. Getting closer to that World Series appearance. And today was an interesting day in the National League because we got some movement going on. The Arizona Diamondbacks, it's a surprise that they are even here in the postseason. and a team that we did not see here in the postseason happens to be the San Diego Padres. Bob Melvin, in his second year, the Padres only went 82-80, and we heard a lot of let's just say, dissension existed between the manager, Bob Melvin, and the GM, the man who runs the show, A.J. Preller. Now, this was like a tale of two teams. Last year, the Padres make it all the way to the National League Championship Series, and they lose to these same Philadelphia Phillies. In this season, they go 82-80, and things just kind of flipped around. Every game that was a close game, they pretty much lost. This season, this past season, and all my folks listening in San Diego right now, they know this. The Padres were 2-14 in extra innings. In 2022, they were 12-5. They participated in 32 one-run games. They had a record of 9 wins and 23 losses. They had a payroll of about $260 million, and they did not make the postseason. And so what does this mean? At the end of the year, we heard that Bob Melvin was going to stick around. And then about a week ago, we heard that Bob Melvin was granted an opportunity to go back up to the Bay. This is somebody who was a 3-time manager of the year with the Oakland Athletics. He played up there. And instead of now playing for the, or he used to play, instead of managing the Oakland Athletics, this dude is replacing Gabe Kapler as the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. And so he's switching roles. He's just trying to manage every team in California now at this place. And it's crazy how fast things can change, because it was only a year ago, a calendar year and change, that he was introduced and A.J. Preller sat on a stage and told everybody how much he loves Bob Melvin. Listen to this. This is when they hired the man in 2022.
The number one thing that stood out to me personally was Bob's burning desire to win a championship as a major league manager, which is probably about the only thing he hasn't done yet in this game.
Well, that was early last year. He coached you to the National League Championship Series, and then y'all completely crapped the bed this year. And between Bob Melvin and A.J. Preller, they basically lied to everybody about how much they liked each other. A.J. Preller's like, I consider him a friend. We talk every day. Bob Melvin is like, yeah. And then there are reports that they only talk a couple of times a week. And the first chance and opportunity that Bob Melvin could go back up to the Bay, he does so. Makes no sense to go to Oakland because, well, you know, the baseball team is not existing in Oakland. And so now he goes to San Francisco. Good on Bob Melvin. And so now the Padres got to continue to clean things up as they look for another manager. This is going to be manager number 6 or 7 since A.J. Preller took over. So is it A.J. Preller, or are we looking at all the managers? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. At least we got Bruce Bochy here. Bruce Bochy having success. He also someone who managed the Padres, actually won Manager of the Year back in 96. We know that they went to that World Series against the Yankees in 98. Unfortunately, didn't work out for him. Bruce Bochy was the Giants manager, won all those championships, retired, worked in a front office, came out of retirement to manage the Rangers, and now he's going to the World Series. And whatever Bruce Bochy actually quits for real and retires, Hall of Fame is staring him right in the face. The only manager to take 3 different teams to the World Series. And so last night, Bruce Bochy, he said, man, if I win a 4th World Series, it ain't about me. It's about the guys who've never won 1. Listen to this man, the voice of God.
I'll be honest, it's not, I don't think about me. I'm riding their backs, trust me. This team, as I said, it's been an honor to watch them, and so it's great to be here. It's unreal that I'm here, to be honest. I mean, I was sitting at the house for 3 years, and to think here I am going to the World Series, that's special, but it's more about them, and you know, trying to find a way to get a ring for those guys.
Oh, he's so awesome, man. It's like, hey, Shep, every time he speaks, it's like story time with Grandpa. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I like him.
Seems like a real, genuinely kind person, has everyone's best interest at heart. And there's a reason why the Rangers are playing out of their mind right now. It's because of one individual. I mean, you can look at the players all you want, but he has shifted this culture, and he's done a 180.
Forget all of that. Can we get him to read an e-book?
Well, if Morgan Freeman's not available, let's put Bruce Bochy at number two.
Uh-oh. Well, what would I have him? Hey, you know what I need? I need Bruce Bochy to read the New Testament. No, you know what? We need him to start with the Old Testament. Let's start from Genesis. Let him start at Genesis from the beginning.
You know what? He should, because you talk about religion, you talk about spirituality. It's all about being humble. It's all about being thankful. That's all Bruce Bochy is. There is not any ego with this guy. Really, I mean, JR, when is the last time you've ever heard this guy say something critical about anybody? When is the last time you heard him give himself any semblance of credit?
Well, you know, when we get to the commercial break, I'm going to Google, or I'm going to go on YouTube and go, Bruce Bochy ejected. And I'm going to look for him to lose his mind, okay?
But that's more sticking up for your guys than it is him actually losing his mind. But I get your point.
No, I need to see this. I need to hear him read the Old Testament. How does it start in the beginning? God created the heavens and the earth. Hey, for my own satisfaction, let me hear Bruce Bochy speak again for a few seconds.
I'll be honest. It's not. I don't think about me. I'm riding their backs. Trust me. This team, as I said, it's been an honor to watch them, and so it's great to be here. It's unreal that I'm here, to be honest. I mean, I was sitting at the house
okay,
for three
Grandpa.
Years.
Okay. He's great. And Shep, as you talked about him being oh so nice, I have found multiple instances of him being ejected from games. 8 years ago, a month ago, 4 months ago. I'd love to hear him curse somebody out, too.
But, JR, he's the ultimate player's manager. So that's more about sticking up for his guys than it is about him on the surface losing his cool. He's doing that for
about
effect.
That? I just need to hear him. That's
okay,
it.
Well, we'll try to find sound. I'd be curious to hear what that sounds
like.
There's
audio of him cursing somebody out?
If there's audio of Earl Weaver from 40 years ago, there's got to be something on Bochy cursing someone out.
Well, let's get Terry Collins while we're at it, okay?
Or Wally Backman.
No. Terry Collins was classic.
Wally's was good too, man.
Mother bleep this and bleep that. It sounded like Becky Hammon during the parade yesterday. What a wild lady. We'll play that too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.